Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We are on episode 143. I'm here with Gil. I'm up from Florida, visiting the Northeast, and we're doing a live podcast. We got the multi-mic setup right here, the professionals. Mm-hmm. Say what's up, Gil.
What up, what up? Yeah, I'm visiting from Jersey, from the dirty, dirty Jersey. But yeah, chilling in Connecticut for a bit and then heading back home.
All right, so this episode, we are going to talk a little bit about Independence Day 2. I saw it, Gil didn't see it. I pretty much shit on it. We're going to talk about The Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston. And Bryan Cranston's face is wrinkled as fuck, isn't it, dude?
He's still a G, though.
I love Bryan Cranston, but damn, man.
I wouldn't. I think he's up there, man. He's up there with, I would have to say, almost getting to De Niro status.
Yeah. he's got a long wise. Way, brother.
Not acting wise.
Oh, you mean yeah, like age, I mean, like how
yeah,
he looks?
Like, yeah, his looks.
Oh,
nah,
okay.
De Niro's on another level, but
actually, De Niro looks better than him.
Yeah.
He's getting on that Pacino level.
Yeah. Cranston's kind of looking like Eastwood.
Yeah, Eastwood's faded, dude. Yeah. Eastwood's fucking faded. He's like the pencil when you like waste the eraser to the metal. He's there.
I thought you were gonna say like the hanging piece of the eraser. It's like mad flappy.
What hanging piece? You mean like you know when it breaks
when
apart?
When it breaks apart, that little the debris, but it still hangs off the pencil.
Yeah. We're also gonna talk about Matt Damon coming back to the Bourne movies. The name of the movie is Jason Bourne. It comes out July 29th. And we're gonna talk about that, whether it's good or bad. So Independence Day 2, I guess I'll start with that. I'm not even going to go into that shit again in detail. Like, I gave it a fucking D. It was just like D for disaster, man. It just was not fucking good. It was very, very... It didn't live up, man. It didn't live up. It was like a sci-fi channel movie, dude. And I was like so fucking disappointed because I was waiting for this movie. I was excited. I loved the original. And it was just like a huge fucking letdown in many ways.
It's kind of like a kick in the balls, isn't it?
Yeah, dude. I'm upset, man. This movie got me. I feel like fucking duped. This movie got me and RoboCop got me.
They bamboozled you, huh?
Yeah. RoboCop was another big disappointment, dude, because I'm a huge original RoboCop fan, and that fucking movie let me down, too.
Yeah, when you try to make RoboCop look like one of the Power Rangers, you know, it's destined for disaster.
You said one of the Power Rangers. So, bro, Independence Day 2. Are you still going to give it a shot?
I don't know, man. It gets a lot of hate, and I don't think I would go to the movies to see it. I probably would wait for it to come out on Redbox or something like that. I don't think I'm going to see it in theaters.
So, but you plan on checking it out in general, right?
Yeah, in general. Like, I'll pay $2.50 for it.
$2.50?
$2.50 just to watch it.
Yeah. There were some things about it that I liked. I don't really want to get into crazy details to spoil stuff, but most of it I didn't like. And a few things I thought were actually pretty, like, dope, like, badass. But
I have a couple of questions, though. Like, did they recycle some scenarios from, like, the first ones?
Dude, the whole movie was, like, fucking recycled. It was like, they were just trying to copy Independence Day 1, and they failed.
It was like a carbon copy, like that beat up, you know, the white, yellow, and pink.
Yeah.
So it's like it was the fucked up copy,
like the dudes that be delivering the cokes, the sodas have like the fucking clipboard. You get the yellow copy.
Yep.
Yeah. It was like that, dude. Where you know, where the copy you get is like faded in some parts, yeah. And you can't read it too much. Nah, dude, that shit was like. In kindergarten, when you fucking put a piece of leaf underneath a piece of paper and use a crayon, yeah. It was like that kind of copy.
Oh, man.
It was pretty bad. So, or it's like when you don't know how to use a scanner and you just take a picture of a picture and it looks all like flashed out and blurry.
Jacked up. Yeah.
And crooked.
It looks like the picture's like possessed or something.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh man. So what do you think? You think Will Smith was smart in dodging this flop? Or would it have made it better if Will Smith was down with it?
Honestly, I think it would have made it better. I don't think he, I mean, because you could think, but like, oh, he dodged a bullet, you know, he made the right choice. But if he would have been involved, like, I'm sure he would have had some say, like, on the script and like what they were doing with it. It would have made it better.
Yeah.
or he could have made it into a fucking Oscar movie.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have been like an action alien movie. It would have been like a fucking sci-fi drama and shit, trying to get an Oscar. Because that's what he's about these days.
Yo, I saw a meme, I believe it was on Facebook, and it said, when did America get tired of Will Smith beating up aliens? And one of my friends replied and said, when his son started wearing dresses.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, that's kind of fucked up.
Dude, man, I'm not in his household. I don't know what goes on with his family, but his kids, man, they appear... The boy, Jaden, he's going to be fucking weird, man, if he's not weird already.
He's the next Kanye. He's the up and coming Kanye.
I don't know, dude. Like, from what I understand, like, he kind of lets them make their own decisions and gives them a lot of freedom. I think too much freedom. I think as a parent, I mean, I don't have any kids, but I think as a parent, you gotta be on your kids, man. Especially when you're rich and they're probably like really entitled. And
yeah, I think that's what it is. Is that money that got them all freaking cuckoo?
You can't wear no dress in the Bronx, like not where I'm from. You if you in junior high school trying to come in with a dress, you getting beat up. You getting put in a locker. Worse, actually.
Yeah, you get a couple of eye jammies.
Yeah, you're probably getting put in the hospital or something in this day and age.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, anything else on Independence Day 2 for me? Since you haven't seen it?
Nah.
Goldblum was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goldblum was a G still. He was same Jeff Goldblum, just older. I felt bad for him, dude. He's looking kind of dried up.
He's been around for a minute though, like, right? Okay, can you tell me this? I don't care if you spoil it for me. His father, does his father make it?
Yeah, his father lives, dude.
Oh, okay,
his father has not aged. Actually, his dad looks better than Goldblum.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That shit's insane. I'm thinking he's a fucking alien. Like, yeah. I think it's Men in Black 4. Like, it's got to be, dude.
It's a Men in Black 4.
For real.
Speaking of, I know that's not a part of the title, but would you like to see a Men in Black 4?
Dude, I heard a rumor that they're trying to do 21 Jump Street and Men in Black.
Yeah.
What the?
I think that's dumb.
Dude.
I think that's
super
like,
dumb.
That someone smoking pot came up with the idea.
That is retarded as fuck, dude. They're smoking weed with the seeds. Like, something's going on, dude. Like, who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
That's like another train wreck, the female Ghostbusters movie. I saw in the trailer the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
He looks so fucking fake, dude, and like horrible CGI. It's like straight disrespect.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people, they just don't have original ideas anymore. I think they're like, oh, let's recycle a classic and make it a new generation, but let's make a twist. And I think it's just a bunch of bullshit, and it's just straight up laziness that they don't want to come up with new ideas, you know?
Yeah. You're right, man. You're spot on, dude. It's weird. Like, some remakes I'm down with, but it really depends, and reboots. But for the most part, you know, they just keep going back to classics and just like fucking them up, man.
Yeah.
It's straight disrespect. Anyway, so The Infiltrator with B. Crane, that's gonna be coming out. There's a picture. The poster is like, you know, he got shades on. Mm-hmm. It's looking like Nightcrawler, like the same cover,
kind of like with that vibe
with Jake Gyllenhaal. Like the poster, it looks like that, but. I don't know a lot about it. What's the Infiltrator about?
It's basically based on true events when they're coming up with a plan to take out Pablo Escobar's boss. And the infiltrator, played by B-Cran, he's just basically an undercover cop, and it looks G as shit. Like, the scenes don't look cheap. And what I mean cheap, I'm talking about, like, a Cuba Gooding Jr. movie, you know? I think it's going to be off the hook. I'm going to see it. I definitely go to the theater and see it, because I'm a big fan of him, and I like to see it.
Yo, I love Bryan Cranston, bro, and I wasn't even, like, a big fan until I started watching Breaking Bad. I didn't realize, like, his fucking, just his brilliance. Like, he's an amazing actor. And to think he started with Malcolm in the Middle and just, like, a lot of bullshit roles. I think he started, like, with a commercial for something. Like, no. I don't know if it was Razors or...
The first time I saw him was on a couple of episodes of King of Queens. He was, Doug's neighbor. He was the funny guy. He was always in, like, Speedos for some reason. I think that's, like, his trademark. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know it then, but I think what highlighted his career was Breaking Bad. And I think everyone would agree with me that he really, came to fame with that role. And he even said it. It's the role of his, of his life, of his career. So,
yeah, that show, it put him on the map, man. It just made him, like, respected by, like, all of, like, Hollywood. And, you got people like Anthony Hopkins, man. Anthony Hopkins is a fucking legend. Mm-hmm. And he's giving Bryan Cranston props, sending him, like, a letter and shit that is, like, some of the best acting he's ever seen. He's one of the best. That shit's crazy, man. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. But I'm happy for him, though.
I definitely wanted to see him as Lex Luthor. Like, hands down, I wanted to see him as Lex
Luthor. Superman would be dead if he was Lex Luthor.
He just portrays the genius of Lex Luthor. And with the bald head, come on, he would have played it off. And then some,
Yeah. So. What was in Breaking Bad, what was the name of the meth that he made? It was blue, right?
Yeah.
What was it called, though? Was it Blue Ice or...
I don't really remember, but I know. I mean, it was blue.
He would have killed Superman with that green ice. He would have been baking it up in the RV. Jesse would have been like, "Bitch, they would have killed Superman, dude. There would be no movie."
Yeah, it would. He would have done the job for Batman.
Homeboy would have been Heisen Luther. You know my name, bitch. So, anything else on Infiltrator, bro?
I think it's worth your time, and I'm gonna check it out, and we'll do a review on it if you watch it as well. So,
Yeah, I'm down, man. I'm gonna check it out. I'm a big fan. I gotta support him. It sucks that he's so much older and now he's blowing up, but hey, everything happens for a reason, Maybe he's what is he like? Almost 60, probably, right? Yeah. It's all good, though. Next topic, Matt Damon. Matt Deezy. He is Deezy right now. He's Diesel.
He's Brock.
Yeah, Matt Damon coming back as Jason Bourne. And the movie's titled the same name. Jason Bourne, July 29th. Jeremy Renner's out. He's not carrying that flag no more.
he couldn't even pick that shit up.
I didn't see the
movie. That shit was too heavy. That shit was ass.
It was
weak. It was ass. Like, I saw, like, the first 10 minutes of it, and I'm like, what the fuck, Jeremy? You didn't even fucking do a push-up for this movie. Homeboy was like, he had a chicken chest and, like, spaghetti arms. Like, I was like, what the fuck? How are you going to, like portray a Jason Bourne movie looking like a crackhead with a beard? Like, the heaviest part of his whole persona was his beard. I'm like, this dude, he popped out of the
got hungry. This dude said chicken. What do you say? Chicken with
chicken
noodles?
Chest with some spaghetti arms.
Oh, shit.
I was really disappointed. I'm like, I felt embarrassed for him. There was a scene where he was coming up out of the ocean, and he tried to look all Brock, like, I'm like, what the fuck? And another scene was, he was shooting with his eyes closed, and I'm like, why are you fucking even trying? Like, come on, man. you ain't a Hawkeye, motherfucker.
Damn, dude, he just roasted Jeremy Renner.
I mean, he's all right.
Roasted him. I liked him in 28 Weeks Later, the sequel. I thought he was pretty good as the soldier. He was dope in
The Town.
the townie was a fucking boss, mm-hmm. dude. I got to give it to him.
Yeah.
And the movie where he would disarm bombs.
The Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker.
I still haven't seen that. Could you?
That's
that?
A damn good movie.
I
dude.
Think I bought it like, and I have it at home, and I haven't popped it open.
You may have a different opinion on chicken chest noodle arms. Yo, Jeremy Renner, man, I'm not hating on you, bro. Nah. That's Gilmore.
I'm, you know, for that movie, you should have represented, you know. Actually, that's like Vin Diesel going up against The Rock. Like, he should have spent actually an extra 2-3 months in the gym before he made a movie with him. But
they had Vin standing on fucking coffee cans to like to like increase his height. And
that special effects, though.
Yeah. Dude, that was another thing. Vin's a big guy, but The Rock is he's about as big as they come. He's a monster, dude.
He's not human. That dude is not fucking human.
Yeah, he's a beast, man. He made Vin look weak, you know. But back to the Bourne movie. I'm happy that Matt Damon's back. I mean, his movies were the bomb, dude. Like, I love the fucking Jason Bourne flicks. I think they're like mad underrated. They're just good action movies and just well done. Carl Urban was in one of them. He was a sniper.
Yeah. Oh, the dude that played Dredd?
Yeah, yeah. I like Carl Urban, man. Yeah.
Didn't they get into like a scrap?
I don't know. Like in real life?
No, in the movie, in one of the Bourne movies.
Well, he was a sniper in one of the movies, and I don't remember if they fought, but they definitely went against each other. I'm not going to spoil it for the people listening, but I like Carl Urban. I think he's underrated, and I hope he comes back for Dredd 2 or like a Dredd series. That would be sick.
Yeah, Dredd was the shit.
But Matt Damon, dude, he always was like a fit big guy, mm-hmm. But lately, you know, recent years, he's fucking jacked, man.
Yeah. He's on some serious shit.
He's a big boy.
I think he saw Ben get swollen for Batman. And he was like, hold up. Like, they're boys. So I think there's a friendly competition going on. What do you think?
Dude, I think Matt Damon will boss Ben Affleck's ass.
You think so?
Yeah. He looks stronger.
He looks more like G.
he looks built to go more. Like, not for sure. He don't have puffy muscles. He got like them functional. He looks like he does like CrossFit and shit. Like, he looks strong as fuck, man.
So you're saying Affleck is built for show?
I mean, he's strong looking. He's a big guy. I mean, he's like 6'3", whatever he is, and you know, for Batman, he got pretty jacked. Like, I'm sure he's strong.
He was like Bane in a Batman suit.
Yeah, he was pretty big.
He was big. He's a big boy.
But I just think some people are just more rugged and just stronger.
Damon looked like he's about it.
Yeah, Damon looks like, because I mean, you could lift to like look pretty and have puffy muscles, and or you could be a guy who like you know, does deadlifts and a lot of pull-ups and like, you know, strength related, like, you know, lifts, and your body's gonna look a little different and more put together, like not as puffy, just like straight solid muscle, and it looks like that's how he trains. But as far as him coming back to the franchise, like, that's cool, man. And he still got it. He's not too old. I'm sure he still got it. I just saw The Martian. He fucking kicked ass in that. He was good in Interstellar.
I have to see that.
Yeah. Elysium, he was good.
Elysium is one of my favorite sci-fis. I'm not a big sci-fi genre guy, but I did enjoy Elysium a lot.
Yeah. So you saw the other Matt Damon flicks?
Yeah, I saw all three of them.
Oh, okay. You liked them? He did three?
Yeah, he did three.
Oh, okay. So Jeremy Renner, you straight shit on him.
Yeah. I don't think when you said he was gonna hold the flag, I don't think he ever had the flag. I think they were just like, they felt bad for him, and they were like, here you go, let's try this. Let's wing it. Let's wing it. No one else had the time to do it, so let's give it a, you know, he was just fresh from the Avengers. They were like, oh, this guy has something. Let's give it to him. So
Renner had that Kevin Bacon body.
he had that gas pumper body. That's what he does, is pump gas.
His sleeves rolled up and like no biceps, his mass straight. Yep.
Well, so, somewhat of a forearm, but that's it.
Who went in a fight, Kevin Bacon or Jeremy Renner?
Oh, damn. I give it to Bacon.
I think K-Bake will get him, dude.
K-Bake will bake his ass. Like,
K-Bake will hit him with that two-piece. So, for some reason, I think K-Bake will box.
He'll get footloose on that motherfucker.
Because K-Bake is lanky, dude. I think he'll just pop him with them jabs.
Yeah, I think he's a scrappy motherfucker, man.
I don't think Renner's ready for that. Yeah. He don't want those kind of problems. He don't want them bacon problems.
Well, you know, bacon problems. Yo, you give.
We'll hit him off with them bacon bits.
And give Jeremy a bow and arrow. Then it may be a problem.
Yeah, not even, dude. I wasn't really impressed with Hawkeye.
Nah, I think they try to make him better as the movies went on, and then I'm like, you know, I don't think you carry like a, you know, a spinoff movie.
I mean, dude, they didn't even have his mask.
I know.
They fucking up. How are you not going to have Hawkeye's mask? That makes him like a little cooler.
Yeah. I know, right? I was just a little bummed too about Thor that they took off his like his helmet. And I was like, damn, but I guess it makes sense. They changed up his suit. So
they wanted to show them pretty boy looks. That's what it is. You know? Yeah. But anyway, man, I'm excited for Damon coming back, and I don't know if I'm going to check it out in the theater. I probably will, you know, if I'm bored. I'll probably check it out. He'll probably get my money for that ticket. Man. So
I'll check it out. I'll definitely check it out, because lately I don't know if there's anything else that that's worth watching. Not taken away from Jason Bourne, but you know, I'm happy to see him back, and I will definitely be in the theater. And especially if they have an IMAX 3D, I would enjoy it.
More. Mm-hmm. So Gil, anything else on the Jason Bourne flick, or anything else on any movies, or you know, any news out there?
Well I heard that you know, Tom Cruise is making another Jack Reacher, and there's a trailer out there, and I'm excited for that as well.
That's kind of cool, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm excited for it. Tom Cruise is a fucking legend, and I will always support that dude, and he's still got it. He's still got it, and he looks good for his age, does his own stunts. Yeah. So he definitely will get my money for that ticket.
There's one scene in the trailer where, you know, they zoom in like he's sitting in a diner, and they show his back. He's pretty, he's a wide dude, and the camera show like closes up to his face, and I swear his face looked like it's made out of wax.
Yeah,
like, it looks a little waxy.
Yeah, he's I think he got that Gerber baby face at this point. It's like puffy and like shiny. You know the smiling Gerber baby, like on the baby food.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say he's got a gargoyle face.
No. He's looking. He's definitely looking a little too puffy and a little too shiny. But you know, I mean, it is what it is. I guess I can't hate on him too much. But anything else, Gil?
Nah, that's it.
All right. So, guys, I guess that's going to wrap up 143. That was a fun episode. We'll be back with 144 with whatever, you know, movie topic that is. Please subscribe on iTunes if you enjoy the podcast, if we cracked you up or entertain you. Rate us. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter at Real Fiends. Hit us up on our Gmail, realfiends@gmail.com. And until next time, guys, take care.
Peace.